This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The NFL has the opportunity, and they should jump on this opportunity, to make Jaden Daniels a global superstar. Welcome into the Kevin Sheehan Show. You will notice I am not Kevin Sheehan. He is out today. He's probably somewhere sleeping right now. He's sick. Got an early morning text message. He said, Denton, I need you to fill in for me today. And I said, you know what? I am up for the charge. So I'm sitting in for Kevin Sheehan. We got my guy Mad Max riding shotgun with me behind the glass. You'll hear him for six straight hours because he's doing Chris Russell
right,
after
baby.
That. I mean, Max is he's being an Iron Man today. So I appreciate it, my friend.
We're plugging away. This is how we pay the dues, get the hours, and let's make some bread.
This is what we do here. And speaking of making bread, back to Jaden Daniels and being a global superstar. The NFL should, and hopefully by the end of the show, will have the Commanders playing in Brazil. I don't know if they'll decide whether the Commanders are playing in Brazil or not by the end of the show today. But the expectation is that the Los Angeles Chargers are going to be playing in Brazil. We're expecting some sort of announcement that we will hopefully get by the end of the show. And then that begs the question, if they are going to play in Brazil, who should be the opponent that they are playing in Brazil? And this is a layup. This is a slam dunk. It should be the Commanders. It should be Jaden Daniels getting his first international experience, going to Brazil to play on that Friday. The NFL realizes, they should realize, he is a superstar already. If you look at every single metric, you can talk about social media views in action. What was the most viewed thing this year in the NFL? It was Jaden Daniels' Hail Mary. You look at merchandise sales. What was the top-selling jersey, not just in the NFL, but in the calendar year of 2024, according to Fanatics, the NFL's top partner? When it comes to jersey sales, it was Jaden Daniels. He was outselling guys like LeBron. He was outselling, you know, soccer superstars. This guy already has pretty big appeal. Imagine how much that's going to get larger if you put him in the game against Brazil. Not to mention you have the mouthwatering matchup of Jaden Daniels and Justin Herbert squaring off, a guy that is the king of the what-ifs in Justin Herbert. And then the guy that is really, really good and has gotten way further than Justin Herbert has in way less time in Jaden Daniels. A top 10 quarterback versus a guy that's going to enter this season at the very worst, a top 7 quarterback in Jaden. I would argue a top 5 quarterback in Jaden. If you're really crazy and you're really having a good time this morning, maybe the coffee's hitting in, you're a little extra zooted, you're going to say above a top 5 quarterback. Not going to face a lot of pushback from me in that discussion, I have to be honest. That matchup sells. And think about it. What did they do, the NFL, in 2024? They put Jordan Love, who had just signed this gargantuan contract, against Jalen Hurts, a team in Philadelphia that many people thought and then unfortunately ended up coming true, that they were going to be a Super Bowl contender. Still hate that they won. Yuck. Hate that city, hate that organization, hate that fan base. They suck. They don't deserve it, but it happened. But you had a great quarterback matchup. Gone are the days where the NFL is going to put like the Titans and the Jags on all these international matchups. Gone are the days where they put the teams that suck. If you want to really expand your reach, you got to put good players in front of international audiences. So the international audiences watch them and say, wow, look how good this guy is. Or wow, look how cool this guy is. Look at the aura that Jaden Daniels has. You couldn't do that when it was constantly the Jaguars and like the Bills when J.P. Lossman was the quarterback. Not Josh Allen, like way, way before Josh Allen. What do y'all know about J.P. Lossman? Probably not much. Didn't think I'd be saying J.P. Lossman's name today.
I really didn't think you would either. What about Nathan Peterman?
Nathan Peterman, the Peterman, the guy that throws more to the other team than he does to his own team. The reason this is being brought up, though, is because, as I mentioned, Los Angeles is expected to be the team that plays in Brazil this year. And they have 9 scheduled home games as a part of that 17th thing, right? So they get 9 scheduled home games this year due to the Chargers. And, like, look at some of their home opponents. I think this is important because this is going to be a really nice way to whittle down the contenders. And then I'll read you the contenders and you can decide who the NFL, if you put your Roger Goodell face mask on and say, I'm going to be the billionaire that's making decisions, I guess he's technically a millionaire, but he's running a billionaire ship in the NFL. They have their divisional games, Kansas City, Denver, Las Vegas. You're not going to put Kansas City there, more likely than not. You're probably going to give them a home game to start this thing off. Denver, I guess, makes a little bit of sense. Las Vegas, again, you're not going to put in an international game. We don't even know who's going to be playing quarterback for them. Even if they draft a quarterback in this upcoming year's draft, I think Shador Sanders would be a good fit there. Shador Sanders doesn't have anywhere near the pull of Jaden Daniels outside his own household. Trust me, if you ask Dion is going to say Shador has the pull. If you ask anybody outside of where the Sanders live and outside of Boulder, Colorado, everyone is going to say, I'd rather watch Jaden Daniels, as they should. And just generally speaking, I can't imagine they're going to put a divisional matchup opening weekend in Brazil. This game's going to be on Friday. I can't imagine they're going to put a divisional matchup in Brazil. So we're going to scrap all their divisional opponents. They also have a home game against Philadelphia. We're going to take Philadelphia off this list because Philadelphia is going to open up on Thursday. Another potential opening spot for the Commanders. Something to keep an eye on. So we're going to take them out of this as well because they are not going to go play in Brazil. One, you're just not going to play 2 years in a row with the same team. And then two, they get to open the NFL. So you're not going to see them. That leaves the remaining 5 teams. We've taken 4 out. They got 9 home games. Simple math. We got 5 teams left. You got Houston with CJ Stroud. This is a viable option. Not a great option, maybe. I think the iron was hottest with Houston last year. And the NFL missed out on that. But C.J. Stroud going to Brazil to take on Justin Herbert, a rematch of the postseason game that we saw where Justin Herbert took a number 2 all over the sheets. That is something that I feel like could be intriguing, but not the most intriguing. You have Indianapolis on their schedule. Yuck. Nobody wants to see that. I don't want to see that. I don't think the Colts want to do that. They don't want to put Anthony Richardson or whoever is going to end up being their quarterback in that position, and I don't want to treat the fans of Brazil to that. That game would stink. That would be a steamroll fest, or it should be, because Indianapolis is not very good. I don't think they're going to be very good this year. You got Minnesota. Minnesota had a great season until Sam Darnold played good teams, and then they were way less good. Justin Jefferson playing in Brazil would be awesome. It feels like he would be a superstar in that market because that's a guy that kids are going to look at and say, he's awesome. Great player, seems like a really likable guy, kind of has all the workings of a superstar. So Justin Jefferson in Brazil would be awesome, but you're not going to sell a game of a quarterback versus a wide receiver. That'd be kind of weird if I was the NFL. I'm also personally expecting a step back. And if J.J. McCarthy is going to end up being their quarterback, do you really want to throw J.J. McCarthy in his first career NFL game in Brazil? That feels tough. Feels like bad marketing if I'm the NFL. You got Pittsburgh. Take a guess who their quarterback is going to be. Could be Russell Wilson. Could be Aaron Rodgers. God, if it's Aaron Rodgers, they're going to get this game. If Aaron Rodgers signs with them before the NFL is going to be forced to actually name the opponent for Los Angeles, though I do think they already have that in mind, which benefits the Commanders, But if Aaron Rodgers is that quarterback, could you imagine Aaron Rodgers going to Brazil? He'd be doing ayahuasca 2 days before.
Do you imagine Kirk Cousins in Brazil?
I could imagine Kirk Cousins in Brazil. I could. I don't know what team Kirk Cousins will be playing on if Kirk Cousins plays again. I actually thought Kirk was pretty decent on TV.
Kirk's, yeah, he's great.
He's pretty decent on TV. I bet he still wants to play because he's a competitor, but he's pretty decent on TV. I wouldn't hate seeing Kirk Cousins shift to that role if his time playing is up. But that's it. So those are the four teams. The other one is Washington. This is a no-brainer for the NFL. It's very clearly the easiest matchup from a marketing standpoint because you can take this young superstar, expose him to an international audience, and he is going to be a guy that the international audience loves. Everything about Jaden Daniels, people who are unfamiliar with him, they are going to love. In fact, I would be jealous of the great fans of Brazil because they would get to really experience Jaden Daniels for the first time and everything that he brings for the first time. I wish I could go back to like week one, week two, week three, to really week three. If I could take a time machine right now and go back to week three and experience Monday Night Football all over again for the first time, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that was, I'll never forget that.
It would be the easiest decision in the world. So think of all of these fans that maybe don't get to see that, maybe they didn't get to see that, getting to then see Jaden Daniels and watch him dissect the Los Angeles Chargers defense. Now, the Chargers won't be hurt by then. They will by like week three because they always get hurt by like week three. They won't be hurt by then, but seeing Jaden Daniels overseas, yeah, it's technically over a sea, I guess. It will say internationally, but seeing Jaden Daniels internationally, that would be epic if you are a fan of Brazil. So again, like this seems like the easiest layup for the NFL. But that really isn't my question. If I'm the NFL, I'm doing this in a heartbeat. You make Jaden Daniels a global superstar. He's already a superstar in the States. I saw him at Radio Row, Max. I don't know if I've told you this, actually. So I was in Radio Row, right, in New Orleans. We're there for 5 days. This was set up in this big convention center. And the way it was is there was like an inside portion, all in the same room, but there was an inside portion with like some small walls surrounding it and then an outside portion. It was just basically a divider between, shall we say, the regular radio stations and the regular media platforms and then all the big ones that are in bed with the NFL. So your FanDuels, your DraftKings, your CBSs, NBCs, they're all on the outside with these massive television sets. Sirius XM had like their own little corner of all of their stations out there. And the way that it worked was that the important players would basically be on the outside. Not a lot of entering the middle for the important players. They don't need to. They're here because they're getting paid to do things on the outside. So Jaden Daniels walks in. He was there for 2 days. He walks in, and there's like this entourage. And it's not entourage of his people. There are some athletes that walked in there with like three security guards, mm-hmm. two publicists, a mom, a dad, a best friend from high school. Like they had all these things, right? It wasn't that. It was just people that wanted to see him.
Adam Epstein.
A1 did get to see Jaden Daniels. He did get up close and personal. We're going to ask him about that, by the way, because Adam Epstein is going to join us at 11 a.m. here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. With Denton Day filling in. But I'm watching Jaden Daniels when he first comes in, and I, too, am, like, in awe. Because I'm like, oh, my God, my quarterback. That man saved my life.
It's him.
I would take a bullet for him at this point. But I'm watching everybody follow him around. And I was like, all right, like, he's a quarterback. I get that. I feel like every quarterback that's going to be here is going to have an entourage or a following, if you will, of the same size. And then other quarterbacks came. And their following was not nearly as noticeable as Jaden, whether he's doing Pat McAfee, if he's jumping on with Florio and Chris Sims or whoever. There's just this massive group of people that are following him. And then finally on Friday, I realized of everybody that I saw at Radio Row, if I had to rank them, not make a Mount Rushmore, he would be on the Mount Rushmore, but if I just had to rank them, biggest following to not, the first... The biggest following by far was Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith had like 80 people with him.
Naturally.
I mean, he came into the middle too. I was like, damn, he's coming and hanging out with the peasants? What's he doing over here?
Future presidential candidate Stephen A. Smith.
I need that asteroid to hit immediately. we'll talk about that later. Joe Burrow had the biggest following of players. Again, makes sense. Like he is an MVP candidate. But then third was Jaden Daniels. So if you take the Stephen A. element out of there, he had the second biggest following of all the players. Now imagine you send him to Brazil. I don't want to be blasphemous here, but that man's going to be looked like as a god. Great player with all of the expectations, the future face of the NFL, or at least going to be in contention for the face of the NFL with your Mahomeses, your Allens, your Burrows, your Lamars. Putting him in an international market is going to send that thing into a frenzy in the most positive way. But I want to get a little personal here. I would just rather the Commanders go there anyway. Like, we've talked a lot about how this season, 2025, is going to look. Obviously, this is the Kevin Sheehan Show, a name that is synonymous with mock scheduling. Kevin loves his schedule. I don't love the schedule as much as Kevin does, but I can see the value in the NFL schedule. Kevin loves the schedule. And the conversation we have had, even prior to the Super Bowl being played, whoever wins, Washington could be their opening night matchup. It made sense with Kansas City. It made sense with Philadelphia. It still makes sense with Philadelphia. But if you're giving me the option, do I start the season with my Commanders, our Commanders, on the road in Philadelphia to watch them get their Super Bowl rings? Yuck. Or send them international to take on Brazil? This is a no-brainer. I'm sending them international to take on Brazil. And it's largely, I think, actually practical, because I don't want to see Philadelphia in week one. If you enter this season with the assumption that Philadelphia is at the top of the food chain, and you should, because they won the Super Bowl last year, I don't want to see them in week one where you're getting yourself situated. You're coming off of a preseason that nobody plays in. We kind of look at the first 3 to 4 weeks of the NFL right now as the knocking the rust off of the machine weeks. It is like this extended preseason. If I want to see Philadelphia twice, which you're going to, in fact, I would like to see them three times, because you know that you're going to have to go through them in 2025, I would much rather see them later in the season when you can use them similarly to what Washington did this year in 2024 in the middle of the season, and then again later in the season, you can use them as a measuring stick. So rather than seeing them in week number one, where there's so many different things going on, there's so many emotions that are going to be tied to that game, I want to see Philadelphia later in the year to channel my inner Doc Walker. You want to be the man, you got to beat the man. I want to beat the man when I know that my squad is in all sorts of firing on all cylinders, all sorts of motion, and when their squad is firing on all cylinders. I don't want to see them week one. So I want Washington to start their season taking on the Chargers in Brazil, save that Philadelphia matchup for later in the season, and then when it's time to march into the link, handle business and not be wrapped up with all these Super Bowl fiascos. They don't do banners, obviously, in the NFL. But watching all of the nonsense that is surrounding with that, and watch them get what we felt like we were this close to. That, like, you were just on the cusp of getting that ring. Go international, put on a show for the Brazilian fans, and then when it's time to take on Philadelphia, get right to do it. Plus, on top of that, I feel like the NFL is going to look at the Washington-Philadelphia matchup as a big enough matchup to where they can use that later in the season, because that first game of the season is always, that's a shoe-in for massive ratings. Why waste a matchup of Jaden Daniels versus Jalen Hurts, a matchup of what is going to be the next great rivalry in the NFL for years to come based off of what we saw this year? Why waste that early in the season when you could put that later in the season? What do you think? If you had to pick, this is our poll question. It's up on our Twitter page, our Window Nation poll question at the Team 980. Would you rather play week one in Philadelphia or in Brazil? Go vote on our poll question. We're going to open up the phone lines as well at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Given the option of playing on the road at Philadelphia on opening night or in Brazil against the Chargers on Friday, the day right after opening night, which matchup would you rather go with? 301-230-0980. I answered. I'll let Max answer on the other side. We'll take your calls when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on a Wednesday on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a Kevin Sheehan show on the Team 980. Kevin is out today. We're hoping that he is back tomorrow. Denton Day sitting in. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. The conversation we are having right now on the show, if given the option, this is our poll question on Twitter at the Team 980. If given the option, would you rather have Washington open week one on opening night in Philadelphia or on Friday in Brazil against the Chargers? You can tweet me. You can jump on the phone lines, 301-230-0980. Please don't call me saying I'd rather the team play at home. I know. I would rather the team play at home, too. That is not the objective of this exercise. I would much rather open up at Northwest Field. But if the options were on the road against Philly in Brazil, which would you prefer? I would prefer Brazil. Take Jaden Daniels, make him a global superstar, also beat up on the Chargers. And I do think there's like a contingency of Commanders fans that are in Brazil. I don't know if there's a large, large amount, but I've gotten tweets from Commanders fans in Brazil. So if there's one, there's probably at least two.
You'd think, right?
My general line of thinking.
You'd hope, at least.
I would hope there's maybe at least a couple in there. But Max, I'll let you answer this one because I've done a lot of the talking. If given the opportunity on the road against Philly, in Brazil against the Chargers, where do you want to see the Commanders week one?
You actually kind of swayed me in the opening segment because early on, like when I first saw this poll question, I wanted to get my lick back. You know what I mean? I wanted to see Philly as soon as humanly possible just so we could even the score. But at the same time, it's a brand new season, and you don't want to, you know, blow your load a little bit too early in many cases.
Pause.
But seeing the Chargers in Brazil, like, it would help us quite a bit, especially in terms of game day, because you're not waking up at 6 a.m. for them to play, like, the Chiefs in Barcelona or something like that.
Right.
But, yeah, so I think I would definitely, Chargers is definitely where I'm starting to lean. Just because it makes a little bit more sense. It's kind of, I don't want to say an even matchup, but it's a lot more competitive, I feel like, especially in our case. I think I would like to see the Chargers in Brazil. Just get the, if we're going to be going international, overseas, wherever, I'd rather get it out of the way as early as possible so it doesn't have the chance of screwing things up or you know, causing a rut or something like that. That's kind of where I fall on it.
And I'm smart enough to realize that playing international is not always the greatest thing in the world. I realize that. You don't know what the quality of the fields are compared to what they are in NFL stadiums. There is just a general way of upholding fields in the NFL that NFL teams, a standard that they have to be associated with, they have to be accustomed to. You don't always get that in Brazil. Understood. I've had a couple of people tweet at me and mention the flights, and the flights are long, but it's really flight singular, because if you think an NFL team is having a layover, buddy, this is a multi-billion dollar corporation. There is not a lot of layovers that are going to be taking place on the way to Brazil. They'll be able to charter something, more likely than not, out of Dulles, 10 minutes away from the facility, maybe six if you take the toll road. Like, it's very easy to get to the airport, and then you're flying, you know, 10 hours. 10 hours is long. I'm not suggesting otherwise. I've been on a 10-hour flight before. Let me tell you, Max, that final hour sucked. Now, yeah. I didn't have food. Ooh. I was coming back from Hawaii, went to Starbucks, ordered a breakfast sandwich. They charge for the breakfast sandwich. I get on the plane 7 hours into the flight because I try to sleep a little bit. Open up the bag, there's no breakfast sandwich. I was like, how am I supposed to get my protein? And I was like 19 at the time. But I was like, how am I supposed to get my protein in here? I didn't. I had Starburst. Starburst being the only thing you eat on a 10-hour plane ride, not the most intelligent thing in the world. But thankfully, the Commanders would do it a little differently. They would have more at their disposal. Think of a well-run organization. I was not a well-run organization on my 10-hour flight back from Hawaii when I was 19 years old. That aside, there were other things in the Starbucks, by the way. It's like a family thing. So my parents got their food. The breakfast sandwich, though, was gone. I was very upset about
that. That's devastating.
It was very devastating. I have had a couple of people tweet me and say they want to take on Philadelphia. There's been a few people that have pointed out that it's more likely than not going to be Detroit against Philadelphia because they don't often do divisional matchups. That is a fair point. That would also then lead me to believe that Washington would take on the Chargers. Because you have to look at this from the Chargers' perspective or from the league's perspective. I named you out the opponents that they could potentially face internationally. Somebody did point out that Pittsburgh is going to be playing internationally in another game, so you can take them out of the equation. I don't believe that the NFL is at the point where they're going to put two teams playing internationally in the same season. You know, They don't care a lot about player safety, even though they claim to, but that one would be really over the top. They're doing this bit right now where they fake caring about player safety and do just enough to make you believe that they actually care about player safety. It's a very intricate song and dance, but the NFL pulls it off well. So Pittsburgh's out. It then leaves Houston, Indianapolis, and Minnesota, along with Washington. And the only one that I feel like you're really competing with there from a marketing standpoint in the NFL is going to be Houston, because you can argue that is a playoff rematch. It's Stroud. It's Herbert. That's a playoff rematch. Also take into consideration, at some point, I don't know when, but at some point, the NFL is going to try and help the Chargers out a little bit by not having their stadium overrun. Because if you've ever watched a Chargers game or a Rams game, their stadium is constantly overrun with the opposition. Now ask yourself this, who has more fans? The Texans, the Commanders? That needs to be a factor here, because if Washington decide, if the NFL says, hey, you're not going to play in Brazil, you're just going to play a home game in Los Angeles at any other point in the season, we'll assume the best here. I'm going to be Captain Optimism. Whenever they play, Washington's going to be good. If it's week four, maybe they're 2-1. Maybe they're 3-0, whatever. But they're going to be good by the time that they play. This fan base had a resurrection of sorts. Not a full resurrection. There's still many that are lost in the wilderness that will eventually make their way back by the time this team is hoisting a Lombardi trophy. The name, the whatever. There are reasons why people are away. Maybe still some people still have Dan Snyder hurt and they're taking it out on Josh Harris. Whatever. I'm not here to argue that. But there's a segment of the population of the fan base that is still not home. With that said, a lot of people came home this year.
You saw the Arizona game.
You saw the Arizona game. You saw the Tampa playoff game. Mm-hmm. There was a contingency of fans in Detroit when Detroit was supposed to be this big madhouse that you couldn't get into. There were people that went to Philadelphia. Those people are, like, clinically insane. I'm not stepping foot in Philadelphia.
They're really about it, man.
I recognize where I stand in the pitfalls of this thing. I'm not stepping foot in Philadelphia. They can have that. I'm not trying to get my hat snatched. I realize I wouldn't respond well in that kind of environment. So I avoid that kind of environment. I also find it weird that Philadelphia fans have this weird obsession with snatching hats. They did it themselves at the parade that they held. I don't know why they snatch hats, but they snatch hat like a middle school girl that wants attention. It's very weird. Anyway, the fan base was back in ways that we have not seen it before. So imagine this. I got way off my point here. But imagine this. If you play that game against Los Angeles later in the season, there's going to be way more Commanders fans there than Los Angeles fans there. And eventually the NFL is going to play some sort of, we are going to help you out and not have your stadium overrun with the opposition colors. We're going to help you out to where when you make a mistake, the opposing fan base is not drowning all the sound out because they are cheering. I do think that factors into this at least a little bit. It has to factor into this. Los Angeles is such a powerful market. The fact that they don't have fans, especially the Chargers, like the Rams might have a little bit of fans because there was a built-in fan base already, but the Chargers were the San Diego Chargers. Then people got pissed off when they left, and it was this whole big thing, right? I don't think that would work well for the NFL to have the Commanders fans overrun a team in Los Angeles and the Chargers. So you can pop them in Brazil, and then you're just getting every fan. You'll get, like, Dolphins jerseys in the stands in that one. You might get, like, an Indianapolis jersey because that's the way it works with international games. You just go buy whatever you can. I don't know what sporting goods store they have in Brazil. Probably not Dick's or Modell's, but I grew up going to Modell's, so I'm going to use them as an example. I walk into Modell's in Fair Oaks Corner when I'm between the ages of like 9 and 21, whenever I stop buying jerseys, that's not important. But I walk into the store at Modell's, right? And you see all of the different jerseys lined up. You see some, at the time, Redskins, and then there's like a Cleveland Browns jersey. When my parents first started buying me jerseys, they would buy whatever was on sale. You want to know what the third football jersey I ever got was in my life, Max? I'll give you the first two. The first one was Derek Brooks of the Buccaneers. The second one was Lavernius Coles when he was playing with the Redskins. You care to guess what number three was?
I would love to guess, but given the first two, I'm not going to. It won't even be close.
I would have been stunned if anyone could have guessed this. It was a Browns Kelly Holcomb jersey.
Wow.
Who is Kelly Holcomb? Couldn't tell you.
I'm not even close.
Why would they get me a Browns jersey? Couldn't tell you. Maybe it was weird foreshadowing because my fiance is from Cleveland. They didn't know that. This was 20 years ago, but it still ended up working. But you get what I'm saying. Like, there's just such this big, random kind of almost NFL vomit of jerseys that you see at international games where it eases the burden a little bit. If you play that game in Los Angeles, it's nothing but burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
Nothing but burgundy and gold. Which, again, I like, but I know that the NFL maybe would not. A couple other tweets here. We have my guy Vienna Jeff mention that these are usually not divisional games to open the NFL season, so Lions in Philadelphia makes a lot more sense. The only pushback I would give to that matchup, though I do feel like that's what the matchup is going to be, Jeff, so I think you're right, but the only pushback I would get is that the Lions have been frequent
week one
participants.
Yeah.
So it feels like the NFL's not just going to keep throwing them on there, whereas where you kind of have a little bit of lightning in the bottle with Washington that makes them a little bit more appealing, and then you get a rematch of the NFC Championship. You get Jaden and Jalen. Like, it's very, very easy to almost boost that sky-high ratings number when you have a matchup that people very much want to see that has a young quarterback. I don't even know what the Lions are going to look like this year offensively because of the coaching staff changes with no Ben Johnson. Although I do think we won't see Jameson Williams throwing. He threw good in the NFC or the divisional round, I'll tell you that. He didn't throw to his team very well, but he threw to us very well. I like that one. We got a couple other tweets here. My guy Commander Jigga said that he doesn't understand the enthusiasm for wanting to play out of the country. It's an inconvenience for teams. That's why this game's on Friday, though. So it gives you a little bit of... It factors in the travel days. You know, you're going to be in Brazil for probably about at least 5 days, if not a week, if the Commanders are selected for this game against the Chargers. And that is our conversation. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. You can vote on our poll question at the Team 980. We got a phone line open for you at 301-230-980. If given the opportunity, would you rather see the Commanders open up on the road against Philadelphia or open up in Brazil against the Chargers? The international thing, this is why that's played on Fridays. It gives you a little bit of wiggle room to where you're back in the States in Ashburn recovering on Sunday. You know, you get out of there, maybe you get out of there late Friday night, sleep on the plane. You can use a little bit of gummies now in the NFL, so pop one of those bad boys, sleep on that 10-hour flight back, get some treatment on Saturday and Sunday, and be in the, get your body right for week two when that ends up coming around. So I think that wiggle room has been put in there for this international game. Maybe not the European ones. It feels like those are a little bit more... It feels like those games are easier. The flight is only like a two or three hour difference if you're taking direct flights. But it feels like there's more wiggle room with this Brazil thing. So I don't think it would be as much of an inconvenience as you would initially think. The NFL, at the very least, has designed that decently to be less of an inconvenience. I just want to see Jaden on the biggest stages because everything that he's showed us in the past 2 years, I'm even considering his final year at LSU at the college ranks, everything that he has showed us, when he gets on a big stage, he performs well. It doesn't matter if it's a tough environment in the NFL, Tuscaloosa in college football. You know, football is like a religion in those SEC schools. And he went in there to a bunch of badass environments, and he proved that he was the bigger and the badder. Badder ass? Can I say that? Does that sound kind of weird? It sounds kind of weird, but it works. He was the more impressive element, not the environment. Even in the NFC Championship game, they lost that game. Washington did that holding call on Saquon that completely changed the game. It wasn't called; it should have been called. That game is so different if that is called. Instead of being 27-12, it's potentially still 14-12 or 13-12, whatever it was. When Washington gets the football back, and then Jaden had been moving the football, and he wasn't the one fumbling the football, and guys were playing trying to play hero ball, and all these different things. I didn't walk away from that game thinking he was the reason, which it made it hurt a lot more because I was like, man, the quarterback was still doing what he needed to do. I say all that to say I'd feel really, really good about Jaden in Brazil putting on a show. I don't think it would be nearly as close of a game as this past season was in Brazil because I think Jaden would absolutely pick apart that Chargers defense. He had a good defense last year, but I think he would pick them apart. I think he's going to have a lot more weapons. That's something we're going to discuss later on in the show. Adam Epstein is going to join us in about 20 minutes here on the program. But coming up next, NASA gave me a reason to be a little frightened, Max. We're going to discuss why that is when we return. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. I have many pet peeves in our industry, Max.
Yeah.
Many of them. One of the biggest ones is when news breaks as soon as our show ends.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand it.
Happens a lot.
It happens way too frequently. Oftentimes, there are stories that go to publish at like 1:02 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'm just in the in our little bullpen area punching air. Just very, very upset. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Kevin is out today. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He's hopefully going to be back tomorrow, just a little under the weather today. I saw this story yesterday about this asteroid that scientists at NASA are now saying there's an increased likelihood that could hit in, I guess, 2032 or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, that is the year.
2032. Now, I want to just, like, if you're a doomsday person out there, like, slow your roll a little bit here. It's like a 3% chance. Now, a 3% chance is worse than a 2% chance, obviously. It's like a 3% chance.
KenPom gave UMBC a 2.5% chance to beat UVA in the tournament. And that happened.
That did happen. I did look at this. This is how I knew I was a degenerate, because I looked at the changes in percentiles, and my mind immediately shifted to sports. It was like, all right, now they have a 1 in 32. If you flip that, that's 32 to 1. We've been talking a lot over the past couple of days about how good Maryland has been in college basketball. Well, if you pull their odds up right now in Vegas, they're 50 to 1 to win the NCAA tournament. So the asteroid colliding with us on Earth is technically more likely than Maryland winning the NCAA tournament this year. And that hurt my feelings a little bit. But then I looked at the NFL odds, and the Commanders are 23 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. So there is a better chance that the Commanders win a Super Bowl, at least as of right now, in 2025, then there is an asteroid hitting us in 2032, and that made me happy.
Yeah, I'd like to get one or two Super Bowls out of the way before then, just so we can say we've enjoyed them.
My initial thought was, seeing this story, I was like, man, you've got to be kidding me. My team finally gets
finally
a quarterback.
Good.
They're finally on the right path, and an asteroid is going to hit us. The curse of Dan Snyder never dies, apparently. I was like, I prayed for a little bit of change in the world, but I didn't want another ice age. I mean, that's between me and God. I need to be a little bit more specific in my prayers, apparently. I prayed that 2 days ago. We get the news of the asteroid the next day, and I'm just like, is this on me?
It's like a genie.
Did I do this? Should I be taking some of the blame here for this asteroid that's, what's it called? It's 2004 YR24. Who names these things? It's a terrible name.
Numbers. Nerds at NASA.
Just a bunch of dorks.
Yeah.
Can we get a cool name? Like, can we name this thing Felix or something? Felix is a badass name. There need to be more Felixes in this world. I was looking at this, though, because I was intrigued. Like, I'm not the most sciencey guy in the world, but, like, what does an asteroid hitting the world actually look like? Not good is the answer to that. I looked at a LifeScience.com. I'm going to assume that they are reputable, but I don't really know. The asteroid diameter is 177 feet, which is about as long as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Now I'm going to stop right there.
It's not as big as I thought it would be.
That's an odd reference. Pause. Very good pause. That's a very odd reference point.
It is.
I haven't thought about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like, that's one of those things that you get thrown around a lot in middle and high school because it's kind of funny. And, like, maybe you know someone that traveled. It's in Italy, right? Yeah, somewhere in Italy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they travel somewhere to Italy, and they do the thing where they're, like, taking the picture of, look at me, I'm holding the tower up. As an adult, I have not thought about the Leaning Tower of Pisa very frequently.
I haven't in 5 years at least.
So it was very stunning to see that as a reference point. It was like, it's as wide as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I was like, I don't know how wide that is. That's not at the forefront of my mind. Maybe I'm not as culturally sound as I should be, but I just don't think about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
You could have just said, like, a building.
Right. You could have said, like, a football stadium. I would immediately know that's pretty wide. That's not very good. But the Leaning Tower of Pisa, I have no reference point for that. But again, they're the science people, and I'm just the idiot that doesn't know anything, apparently. But I was curious as to see, like, what would the impact be? Like, what would happen if an asteroid hits the Earth? LiveScience.com says it would release 8 megatons of energy upon impact. How much is 8 megatons of energy? Again, I don't know that thing. I don't know how. I don't have a measuring point for that. They said it's about 500 times the energy release of the atomic bomb that was dropped in World War II. And then I was like, ugh, that's not good.
No.
That's not good at all. I don't like that one bit.
Also, the bombs that we have now are just about as big. So it would basically be like, I think, one of
a modern God's day. Way of nuking the world.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, pretty much.
He's basically saying, y'all got like 8 years, 7 years to get this thing situated down here.
Let's relax.
Or I'm going to do it for you. I just like, if you knew that this thing was coming close, how would you respond to that? Like, let's just say, we'll jump ahead here. It's 2029, and all of a sudden that percentage jumps. Like, are you an adrenaline junkie? If you know, all right, I only have probably about 2 years left to live here, although I would hope by the time 2032 comes, there is something that you could shoot at it.
We have lasers now.
Like, I don't know what, if someone is a little bit more sciencey and knows the ramifications, positive or negative, of firing something into space to move the asteroid that is hurtling towards Earth, let me know. I went to school for journalism. I skipped it. I quizleted my way through science classes when I was in college. Also, don't look at the science curriculum at Liberty University. You'd be appalled. Anyway, I would just be curious. Like, so surely something has to be available to shoot that thing out of the atmospheric pull of Earth.
Elon Musk wants to fix his reputation that he's ruined in the past 6 months.
I mean, if he's going to make the government give him money by cutting everybody and then putting his companies in a position where they can profit, at the very least, save us from the asteroid attack.
Yeah, please.
We'll call it even. Not even, but we'll at least say it's somewhat even. I just don't even know what, like, I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie, so I'd do something like crazy. You know, I'm planning a bachelor party. Let me rephrase that. I'm going on a bachelor party. Somebody else is planning
being
for
planned
it.
For you,
I'm not going to plan my own bachelor party. It's actually like next week, which is crazy.
Oh.
But when I went on a bachelor party last year to Vegas, we jumped off a building. It was sick.
Yeah, that's pretty
you
cool.
Jump off. It's like an 800-foot drop. I'm trying to look for things. I'm just completely off the asteroid bit now. I'm trying to look for things in Austin, Texas, that'll give me a shot of adrenaline like that. We're going to get brisket, so I'm going to have a lot of meat.
Pretty close.
Pause. We're going to have a lot of alcohol because there's a lot of breweries in the Austin area, but I need something to inject a little bit of livelihood into me, like the thrill of jumping off of a building, which I would do again. I was strapped up to a bungee cord. Chill. I'd do it again, though, if there was an asteroid coming. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go to Vegas, not to party with strippers, hookers, and in casinos, but I just want to jump off a building safely.
Shooting stuff's pretty fun.
Shooting stuff is pretty fun. I don't know. I don't know if my bachelor party is a very weird assortment of people. Like, it's not all one friend group, you know. I'm layered, you know, got options.
Yeah.
But, like, some people are down with the guns, some people not down with the guns. I'm not trying to, like, make anybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, you don't want to put anybody in a bad spot.
Yeah, you can't just hand anybody an RPG.
That's true.
You might be able to get an RPG in Austin, Texas, although maybe you have to go to a different area of Texas. I don't know if Austin is down with the RPGs or anything like that. I just need some sort of adrenaline jump. An asteroid would give me an adrenaline jump. I just don't want to see an asteroid collide with the Earth.
See, that's the thing. I wouldn't, just because of death and destruction, but, like, kind of.
But, like, what would happen?
What would happen? I'm
curious. How would this look? Not good.
Not good at all.
Not good at all.
Hey, that's for 2032 Max to worry about.
Be a lot of what do you gots leading up to it. Getting all these different scientists on the program. All right, like, well, how close is this thing?
Our content, oh, man, it would be full for a while.
It'd be, yeah, I mean, the asteroid is a content creating machine. For better or for worse, it gets you very riled up there for the content.
I think if we turned it into content, God would absolutely hurtle it right at us.
Maybe we shouldn't do the content bit of that. All right, we're going to get back on to football here. That was just Asteroid Talk 101 from two guys that have literally zero idea what it means for an asteroid to collide with the Earth. Adam Epstein is going to join us coming up in a couple of minutes here. We're going to get his thoughts on the question that I've been asking. You can continue to vote on our poll question at the Team 980 on Twitter. Would you rather Washington open up week one against Philadelphia on opening day where they get their Super Bowl ring, or would you rather have them play on Friday internationally against the Chargers in Brazil? The expectation today is that the Chargers are going to be announced as a participant in that Brazil game that the NFL is really starting to push as part of their international expansion. Do you want to see Jaden Daniels play in Brazil to open up the season? We'll ask Adam Epstein that question, plus just a little bit of a recap of what this season was for Washington and what could be next as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft, NFL free agency. No T. Higgins coming to Washington. At least that's the way that it seems right now. What are their other options at wide receiver? All of that comes in hour number two. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Days sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.